Simpe Zion, Chalav, Siftes. Chalav, if you have milk, a person shechted a calf, and there's milk in its keva, the fourth stomach, ain't no chalav. That's not considered chalav, and it's mutter to go ahead and cook bashal basar. Feel but soul shabbat. Even in the if it's there's actual milk in there, it's mutter because we say that once it's partially digested or it's considered digested, whatever. Once it's partially digested, so then that's not considered chalav anymore. That's already part of the. It's bottled from the Shem Chalav. Yesh b'sha'oyser b'chei, and this is only by the tzol. So we're talking about these two types. There's two possibilities in the keba. One is the calf nursed, and then it has a pool of milk in the keba. The other option is that it's korosh, that it's already coagulated. If it's already coagulated, then it's pasher. The fikol day is that you could cook, that's not considered milk anymore. That's not considered milk. But when the Ramah, Yesh B'sha'oyser, the Shachter, Yesh B'sha'oyser, V'chein Noagin is talking about the Tzol, but everyone's masking that Korosh, if it's already coagulated, it's considered digested, and then therefore it's not milk anymore.
So it's cheese.
It's not, well, it's not cheese. You want to eat it. It's called pirsha ba'alma. It's gross. It's something a bit gross. It's called pirsha ba'alma. It's just like a byproduct, like a whatever, byproduct, whatever it is. But yeah, that's what we're going to see. That's what they take from the calf's thing. It can coagulate to make cheese, but we put it in with our own cheese and flavor, whatever, but the stuff in the stomach, that's not the. I don't know if that's really so edible. Yud chalav, if you have chalav inside the keba, you shouldn't leave it sit. You shouldn't put anything in the keva until the chalav is cooled down from the heat of the body. The heat of the body is considered some sort of heat. I mean, though the Rashba says that the reason is machmer klisheni is because chom beis hashchita, there is a certain amount of body heat which can cause bleias. But by the everyday lachosh, it's just. This heat, it's more like it's not it's lechachila. You shouldn't put it in, or else the way the Shach says it's chomutz v'chorif. It's a sharper thing, so it can mavliya more. Whatever lechachila, you shouldn't leave it in because the keba is basar.
Can we read the machaber straight without?
Yeah. Okay. I'll go back in the. Chalav hanimtza bekeba shenimlach bekebasa. It was salted inside the keba. Oh,
this is nursed milk that's in there.
Yeah.
Added salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you let it sit in there yom echad. Also hami, but even if it's nursed milk and it's korosh, which is it's not chalav, but since there's blias basar. In this milk, not really milk, whatever, this cheese fermentation product. So then it's also lahamibo, it's also to make cheese with it. So even though we say you're allowed to go ahead and use this milk to cook meat and it doesn't it's fine, but if you leave this milk, you want to use this milk or this or this sort of cheese sort of byproduct cheesy stuff or whatever. If it sits in the keba, if you salt it in the keba, and you leave it shir, or you leave it sit for a whole day and it's kavush, Or, as the Ramal says, the chachila, you shouldn't let it sit in there. That you shouldn't let it sit in there until it cools off, because then it could be balea from the wall of the keva. It's also lahami boy. You can't make cheese out of it. Meaning, what's ma'amid? Ma'amid is well, I don't know all the examples. The case is ma'amid is to make cheese. You put, because it has the rennet in it, and you put it in the, you know, you put it in with the milk, and it coagulates the milk, hardens, and the milk hardens, and turns into cheese. And that's called a ma'amid, because then you have tam basar, which is being maimed the chol of the cheese, and that's the rabbanon baruch uponim. It's not, even though it's not benosing tam, baruch uponim, since it's the basis of the cheese. So therefore, it we so we ask for it. Hagavim hemid bo.
From the
wall, the stomach, yeah. Vimhamid bo, but if you did use it, if it's you use the clear milk, like the not the kosher stuff, I used to call it Venus. And then we say that after everything we have to go to Achiheb Shishim Becholov, Chehemi Negit Akeba Hasur. Now, if you made a huge batch of cheese, and there, and you know, since you don't know how much tam from the keba went into this milk, so therefore, if you have shishim neged, the whole keba, which is probably pretty small, if it's a calf, whatever, akhupanim, I don't know, then it is okay. Because then, even if the whole, the whole time of the keba went into the cholav, it'll be bottle. In hayashishim b'cholav, hakol motor. And if the shishim in the cholav, then it's completely motor. No. Again, we're talking about the fact over here is that this time, even if this wasn't a chalav, or a chalav karosh, even if you put something else in there, it would still get tam basar. But akoponim, this tam basar, this is a maimid for the cheese, and we asked that maimid, unless there's shishi neged the whole keba. We'll see more about the wise in this Mimiminai and whatever. We get to see, the Chorin asked different kashas, but really until you see Tarevis, it's hard to really get into it. Vimhaya Hakeba Krusha. However, if the keba, if the milk in the keba was karush already, was coagulated, Eno Oseris Klum, then it won't, Afilo Haya Shishim Bechal of Negan Hakeba. It won't aser even if. Even if there's not shishim neged hakeba, it's okay. Vimhaya hakeba tzolu mitchila, if the milk in the keba was clear originally, was liquid, minikrash, and then you let it sit and it was nikrash yeshlo din tzolu, then it has din tzolu because it was sitting in the wall of the keba, you salted it. Or cooled off, whatever. So then it's bolea when it's tzol. When it's korosh, it's called pirsha ba'alma, and it's not even that it's not. Then we don't even choshish for it. However, there are those who still aser, even though who still aser. Who's still a choshish over here? But I'll call upon him. Makam hesed yesh lahakel, and the makam yesh makilim bezeh. And there are those who are making on this whole thing, and they're not choshish yelling shishi negin or whatever. Makam hesed yesh lahakel, and the makam hesed you can be makel if it's b'di'evid or a keba lefamim. Sometimes they, without the milk in it, they want to make cheese. They take the ora keba and they salt it. And you let it dry out. And then you fill it with chalav, and they go ahead and they make cheese inside the keba. Mutar the me'achar shenisyabe shavikeitz ba'alma ein bo lachuchis basar. There's nothing to be boleya from it. So, in the process of making kosher cheese, besides gvinas akav or anything or whatever, there's a whole shaila: is the rennet is a maimid. Now, the maimid, if it's boleya from the basar, so then it's going to go ahead and the basar, not that it's the basar is going to be maimid the chalav of the cheese, and therefore it's going to aser it if it's tzalub. However, in the chachila you shouldn't use that. If you made it already, then it's hefsed meruba, whatever, it's gonna be mutter. So it's a thing with the rennet question is, what do you do? How do they make cheese? Right? Because chachila, what are they gonna use? You know, I guess, you know, if you take it out immediately, and you know, it's complicated. The way the Achronim talk about is, the Aruch Shulchan says the minig was to do like the end of the Ramah, to go ahead and to dry out the keba till it's like eight, and then use that. So the Pesach Shur brings the Chasam Sofer, it discusses, I looked it up a bit. I mean, you have to look into different hechsherim and different cheese companies, and I don't know that, if you do use rennet from an animal, then it has, you know, it's a problem because it's maimed. And therefore it will be aser. So they say if it's batel b'shishim, they get the whole keba, you put it into a very large batch, then there are those who are matir. Because we don't know, we'll see in a second. I'll get back to it in a second. What the other tamim lahakel, and you also have, you know, different types of rennet, vegetable rennet. But they have some are kosher, some are not. I don't know. I don't understand why, but some of the rennets are still not kosher. The person has to be very careful. He has a good hechsher on cheese, because you're not talking about, well, you know, you can get into later on gvinas akum, and it's just a shayla of chalav yisrael. It's a shayla of basar v'chalav. So even if you don't eat chalav yisrael cheese, it doesn't make a difference. If you're not careful, you're gonna have the cheese is treif. Yud alef im hamid gvina ba'or kebis k'sheira. Let's say your mommy the gvina and the or kebis k'sheira. So, one second. Oh, that makes one slight error. Right. The case before is not right. So, im yesh tam basar asura. If it has tam basar, if you make cheese inside, if it has tam basar asura, vim lav muteres. If it doesn't have tam basar, meaning if there's not shishim, then it's a problem. But if you have a kebis nevela utrefa ubehema tmeya oiser bechol shehu, then it asks bechol shehu, because the difference is that if it's a iser bifnei atzmoi, and that's what's maimed the cheese, so then that's called maimed, which is also because it's an iser already. But if it's basar v'chalav, and it's tam basar, and you're saying, the question is, does this cheese become basar v'chalav, right? Because the maimi combine, you're salted together. Yeah, it's all drabanan. Since you salt the tam basar with chalav.
There's no salt that's from behemoth
tmeya,
it's going to be basar
v'chalav. No. Behemoth tmeya is not basar v'chalav, it's tamay. That's maimed and that's tamay. It's even b'kol shehu, because in the chalim r'machmir, the maimed is also b'kol shehu. But basar b'cholav we say in shishim. You don't need shishim. Because it's a tam, you know, the only problem is you have tam basar and cholav, that creates basar b'cholav. And therefore it's asar. So therefore, if there's shishim, it's mutter. If there's shishim in the milk you put in the keba, neged the keba, so then it will be mutter. We don't say the maimin in that maimin in that case doesn't aser bekol shehu, only if there's tam. Because something which is also with the atmo and it's maimid, then it's filu be'elof lo batil, because we say that this is the ikur and this is it causes the chain reaction, whatever it is. So they answered it. But that's only if there's no other chemical whatever which helps it. Also, maimed raka also. Well, im hayasham gamke maimed heter. Let's say it got mixed or something like that, and then it went in. Harayz habiz zevaz agarem umotari mikashishi negi ha also. Even if you have rennet from a nevela, and you didn't realize that it was a treifa, you found after it was a treifa, I don't know, whatever it is, and you had from a different animal also, the kosher, it was kosher. So then we say zev zagorim, even though since it's only rabbanim, so therefore we're making, we say zev zagorim as opposed to chometz, the hilchos Pesach, which we're machmir. But here, since it's only a din derabbanon, and it's not so they're not, and so therefore it's only a din maimid. So therefore, as long as the tzad to say zev zagorim, and this is also. Also one of the discussions about making cheese is that, if there's a way to create a zevah zagorim, and because the thing is that I understood is that the rennet, in order to create, if you want to create like Parmesan hard cheese, you need good rennet, the vegetable rennet. I don't know if it makes like real hard cheese. I think they use the vegetable rennet in what's called the yellow cheese here or whatever, but it doesn't make hard cheese. It won't make, it's not strong enough. Uncle Pano, I don't know other examples of my maid. I'm not 100% sure. I know some people, I heard people, ask about mayonnaise, that it's in, if you, in order to make mayonnaise, you need to put a bit of vinegar in or lemon juice or something like that. So that could be a my maid if the lemon juice, let's say, is usser, is whatever, is tevel, or let's say the let's say you use yain nesach vinegar, whatever it is, and then it creates mayonnaise that could also be an iser of maimed. And it's any chemical or product which is needed to create the finished product. I have to look up other examples, but that's the sort of maimed. Peches. Afilu basar chaya v'ov aser la'aloisoi. A person's eating a deli sandwich, venison sandwich, whatever it is, you can't put it on the table if someone's eating cheese. Because if there's cheese on the table, then you might come to forget and take a piece. Oh, looks good, and eat it. If you have a tablecloth, you have napkins, and they're separate napkins, it's not considered on one table, and it's something you recognize that it's not one meal, and therefore it will be usur. So even though eating, like a person has a deli sandwich with cheese, that is only going to be, that's only derabanan. It's only bas b'chol d'arayis, it's only if it's cooked together.
Sounds like a prep table.
Suda
doesn't need a squat here.
Oh, okay, fine. You're right, because that's the next thing. Right, correct. I retract that. Yeah, it's just, I was thinking, so fine. Yeah, anything, but if it's on like in the kitchen or whatever, then it's okay to put it zebetzadzeh. I know if you're
not,
yeah, but usually in your wife's kitchen, if you put them next to each other in the same counter, but alkopanim it is butter. Only problem again. So the question here is that, and the issue is that if a person makes a cheeseburger. It's only the rabbanim, because even if you put cheese on top of meat, okay, if it's hot meat, Could be it's balei, I don't know, whatever. There is a nekuda, but just eating cheese and meat together is only the rabbanon. It's gzeira l'gzeira. So the gemara asks, it's gzeira l'gzeira. Gzeira, you're gonna come to eat it, and gzeira of eating cheese and cold cheese and cold meat together, which is gzeira to whatever hapas b'cholov. That's only so that's in kiyagavda we say gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira. Generally, we don't. This is us harchaka that the chamim were. It's like one gzera that wants to be marchik. It wants to. This is to be like the time of harchaka from eating basar b'cholov. Beis tada also la loisa al shulchan, that which is also to put it on the shulchan. Dafka b'shnei bnei adam. That's only if two people eating. Hamakivim zedze. Like they know each other. Afilo heim makpidin zelze. Even if they're not talking to each other or whatever about achsanaim. Shame Akiv said, it comes to food, whatever. Yeah, I'm not gonna, the guy, but he has something good. All right, forget about it. I'm okay with him. You might come to eat from it anyway. But Achsanai, Shame Akiv said, Mutter, because they're not gonna ever share their food. They're a little, they're shy, whatever. Why would you take from someone else's food? But Filam Akiv, also Shum Heker, if they do some sort of Heker, could go in. This is I made a mistake. Yeah, each one has their napkin. Oh, I feel oichel mapa achas. Even if it's one tablecloth, notice if they pass the hakera mutter, you put a loaf of bread in the middle to understand you're not supposed to cross over that line. Then it's mutter haga. The davka shein oichel mina pas the munach b'nei. As long as they're not eating from that bread, the hakir. But if oichel mina, if they're eating from this bread, lo have a hakir. That's not a hakir. The lav hachia pasha oichel mina munach al shulchan. Anyway, you need bread on the table, so you're going to end up. That's not a hecker enough. But if you put a pitcher of water, and it's not usually there. Something which is not. It's just even if you drink from it, but it's not something that's usually there. Have a hecker. Even though you're using it, but since it's something it's different, you won't come to eat from his thing. Even if you put a menorah or something else, it's a hecker. And this is compared to by Hichlus Nida. I don't know over here if your wife's rings would go ahead and help. Over there we're making a little bit, but over here I think we're more machmer to put some sort of divider. Because over there they're matir because of busha and different things. Over here, there's no reason to do that, and there's no reason to be for busha. Alchopanim as a has to be gvor ksas. However, if the other people say if there's people sitting, people in between, like Behechos Nida, people in between, it's also okay. Yuzirim shalishtos b'kli echad b'shem shemaychal nibak b'kli. You shouldn't use one glass because you're gonna have he's gonna have meat on it and he's gonna have milk on it. Chodesh ken shayochel b'pas echad, you shouldn't eat from one bread. Chenogin liyachay kli shal melach l'chol echad b'fnei atzmo, and also you should use one. You want a melach kli to insult. If I'm tovli b'melach and yishav shiri meichel b'melach or any other condiment, the person has mustard or ketchup and he wants to dip his meat or whatever, shouldn't use the same thing because there's going to be bits in it. Anything that could be a person that might, like I said, condiment things, whatever, hummus, you might come to eat. So therefore, a person should be careful not to go ahead and to put it on the same table unless they put a different tablecloth or they put something in between.